escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Libre thing. How's everybody feeling?
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foy & Associates Personal Injury Law.
Talking about the Falcons' final cuts, 53-man roster is set. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If you're wondering who didn't make the team, I'm going to run this down here, and then I got a revelation, Mike.
All right.
Because I keep looking at this, and the news today, again, if you're just tuning in, if you're listening on your smart speaker or your computer at home, Caleb McGarry is on IR, but he is out for the season without a return designation. That's an NFL term. That's how they have to put it in, but that's what that means. And so when you hear IR without return designation, it means the guy's out for the season. And that's unfortunate. So my guess is now we'll hear about surgery and whatever is going, you know, what the extent of this injury is, because we still haven't heard all of that.
Now, we had heard, now again, little birdie told us ACL, don't know that, but we haven't heard, obviously we don't have that confirmation from the Falcons. We'll wait and see. I'm more concerned now that we know die is cast. You don't have your one of your starting tackles, bedrock of your line. Storm Norton, when does he get back? Can Storm Norton's treatment get him accelerated where he's back after the bye week? We're week five is bye week. So week six, can we have Storm Norton in the mix?
Yeah, because week five, yeah, the bye, yeah, it actually helps us, I think, under this situation.
Right. I didn't like that early bye week, but now, knowing where we are. Guys, we don't know how Elijah Wilkins is going to play. I was just talking to a couple guys on the text line. I want to be as positive as I can be. We're excited about Bijan and Drake, all the guys you know. We're excited. We've been gushing about James Pierce Jr., but there's a lot about what you're trying to do offensively that goes through not getting, you know, bum-rushed on the right side of your line.
Yeah.
Now, the good news is you got one of the best guards in the league, Chris Lindstrom. You can bring in a tight end to help out, but can Wilkinson hold up? And how long can Wilkinson hold up before you have to get maybe the determination is one of the guys you just picked up steps in. Maybe Michael Gerald can be that guy who played with the Seahawks
last
year.
Well, listen, you're hoping for lightning in a bottle. More importantly, depth, but you're hoping for lightning in a bottle, and I agree with you. Here's who didn't make the team. I'm going to say surprises just because of some of the names we've talked about. Kentavious Street, safety Jordan Fuller, who we thought, you know, again, I thought he had a good camp. Easton Stick, obviously, and then edge rusher Khalid Kareem. These are some of the names that you go, oh, well, I heard you guys talking about that guy, you know, a couple of weeks back. Yes, a little bit of surprise. But here's the revelation, Mike. As I look at our 53-man roster, I'm just starting to believe, like, Jalen Walker's not going to be an every-down guy. I'm starting to believe, like, and again, this could change as the season moves forward. But to start the year, to be a first-round pick out of the University of Georgia and the expectations that come with that and how excited we were, he's not going to be an every-down guy. And I just – this is my revelation. I'm not telling you this is what's going to happen. But, guys, he hasn't practiced enough, and you're going to roll into a Tampa game where now and Mark Raimondi said this, okay, so look at our D linemen and how many D linemen we kept. We were a little bit, you know, one, two, three, four, five guys.
Right.
Dorlus Harrison, London, Onyemata, and Rook. And then you say, okay, great, but you've got the edge guys. Yes, you do. Ebba Cady, Floyd, Malone, Pierce, James Pierce Jr., Trice, who's actually played well, and Jalen Walker. I think this is going to be a rotation thing, and that's not to say he may not have impact, Mike, for the plays that he's out there. But my idea, my vision was This is a guy that's going to be on the field every damn defensive play.
Right. He was going to be doing the Micah Parsons thing. You can use him as a Swiss Army knife. You can line him up, hand in the dirt. You can walk him back. You can do everything you need him to do. And he may be doing that by week 4 or 5. He just didn't get the reps he needed, at least not to our knowledge. And you guys saw it if you were up at camp. We just didn't get a chance to talk about Jalen because we didn't get to see him.
And by the way, real quick, he's wanted to be out there.
Oh, it's not.
Every day.
This is one of the toughest guys. He only missed one game his entire career at UGA. He's a tough guy. He's a leader. We just haven't been able to gush about him the way we gush about Pierce because Pierce is noticeable every day. Jalen, by virtue of not being out there, we can't talk about what he is or isn't doing.
So when I say there are guys that are going to need to step up and maybe give us a little bit more, he's one of those guys. Young guys have to give you a little bit more. Is he going to be able to do that with the amount of snaps he's going to play? That is my question. Going into week one, I don't know what that looks like. The good news is, this show, Dukes and Bell, will get a chance to talk to the coach before the game. And we're going to be up there next week and get a chance to kind of chop this up and get a sense of what's going on. We also have player interviews, guys. If you're not familiar, we do this each and every week. Nobody brings you more exclusive coverage than us right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So maybe we get some more insight into that. But I'm just looking at this roster and I'm going, okay, a lot of edge guys, yeah. D-line guys, but I don't know if Walker's impact is going to be what we thought it would be to start the season.
Yeah, because, again, he's a little bit behind the curve by any definition of NFL practice where he just didn't get all the work in. So, look, you think that Jeff Ulbrich isn't just dying to use Jalen Walker and use the explosive playmaking that made him one of the best players in college football this year? Yeah, just we're going to have to wait a little bit longer perhaps. Now, the wide receiver thing has been something I've been banging the drum on the last couple of days because I was a little confused. Darnell Mooney does not start. He's not on the PUP list.
Right.
He's not on IR.
Nope.
Ray McCloud missed some time. Kadarrell Hodge has been banged up. So we got to keep 7 wide receivers on the roster. You normally keep 5. So that's a concern. That kind of, if you want to read between the lines, is Darnell Mooney going to be ready to go week 1 against Tampa Bay? You know?
Available? Yes. Ready?
Is he going to play?
That's the difference.
I mean, he might dress. Is he going to play?
Yeah, that's the difference.
And look, Casey Washington, he gritted it out, and he put some effort in, and we love his game. You know, DS5, we talked about David Sills. He makes the team. Blair gets cut. James Agnew makes it maybe more for special teams. But so there's some issues because if you want Michael Penix Jr. to be dynamic with, you know, with Drake London, Mooney is WR2, needs to be out on that field. You know that Ray McCloud can make plays around the field. We've seen that. This is where I said to you 2 weeks ago, Pitts can be a hero here. Kyle Pitts can be a real dynamic piece on this offense. He can come to the rescue in some cases. We'll find out. Not the roster I was expecting, but the roster we got.
I've been saying it, though, Mike, and he hasn't. He hasn't.
But, I mean, did that to mean that Jalen Walker won't be able to? I mean, it might be week 4 or 5 that Jalen Walker is starting, is getting the lion's share of the snaps at the outside linebacker.
Alluding to Pitts. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was talking about Pitts. Okay. Yes, I'm just saying we've asked of this.
Oh, I know.
And you're right. There would be nothing more fulfilling than for us to come in here on September 8th and say, man, did we get Kyle Pitts, the one we've been expecting? Like, did he show up in week 1 in a way that was what we needed? There would be nothing more rewarding than to say that. And a dub, right? And right. A dub. I can't just say that and lose, but a dub on top of that. That would be great to get the season started that way. But I've been asking. It hasn't happened.
Dude, hits me up on the text, and there you go. I'm not blaming Pitts. I just said Pitts can be the cure.
He can be it.
Pitts can, because when you've got some of your more athletic, dynamic receivers in Mooney and potentially Ray, not 100%, well, maybe they're better in 2 weeks when we start the season in 10 days. All I'm saying is you've got an athletic, a unique athlete who can become a very important and more important part than he has been the last 2 years. That's not cooking his goose. I'm saying he can be the savior. He can be the cavalry, man. Come on. Clear out your headgear, man.
And I want to say this again because I know you're hearing us talk about a lot of things when it comes to this football team. And by the way, around the league, and we'll go through this tomorrow as we examine and talk about some of the other teams and what has happened. Today, for example, the Saints, they named Spencer Strattler the starting quarterback. So, I mean, there are things that are going on. The Browns made a decision to put, Shador Sanders as their third quarterback on the roster. Dylan Gabriel apparently is the backup to Flacco. There are things that are happening. We'll examine more of this. But I got to say this, Mike, and I'll say it again. We got enough to win. We got enough to start the season and go do what we need to do. Will we do it? I don't know. Am I concerned about the right side now as much as Mike is? Yes. I didn't want to go there because I didn't want to believe that this injury was what we thought it was, which was season ending. I was hoping it was 4 or 5 weeks, 6 at the most. It's not. Okay, now we got to deal with it, and this is what they've been preparing for. But I don't want anybody to listen to this show and be like, oh, we're down on the Falcons. We're not. None of my opinions have changed. We got enough to go make this happen. We just got to see what the adjustments are going
to
be.
Look, we got guys going to be excited to see. We've talked about Watts and how the secondary is going to function. We think certainly we believe in this pass rush. It hasn't been the way we thought the camp was going to work out as far as Jalen Walker specifically. But we told you how much we're excited about Pierce. I think once you guys see Pierce, I think a lot of folks are going to be on NFL.com going, give me a 27. Okay, I think that's going to be one of the storylines early
type.
In the year.
Because they do type hard right? like that.
But I was concerned about the blind side, and look, you don't have a guy who's as good. It's just the law. It's the NFL, okay? If this guy was that good, he wouldn't be where he was. Now, hopefully, we have the ability to use this depth we're putting together. Maybe there's even more guys to be added, but you've got to make it work on that right side. There's ways you can overcome it. The Eagles overcame losing a starting left tackle and all the way to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Right? That happened in 2017. So I know, and nobody talks about offensive line, but it is important when you get to the level we are. If Storm Norton wasn't hurt and we're starting the season with Storm Norton, I have none of these concerns because I believe he can do the same job McGarry has. Maybe not as good in the run game, but I believe he could certainly protect.
I agree with you. I really do. Hey, reminder, again, we're going to be out at Twin Peaks on Friday hanging out. Come out and see us, guys. Buckhead location. Get you started for the big college football weekend, which actually we'll get into. Day-Day, we got to get our picks in Thursday because there are Thursday games. If anybody wants to get in on them on the show, we do our pick segment every week, guys. And it'll be mostly college this week, obviously, because the NFL hasn't started. But we'll pick our three games. We got games Friday, obviously, Georgia Tech taking on Colorado. And then over the weekend, Georgia. We'll dive deeper into those conversations tomorrow here on the show. Who's coming up tonight, Big O?
It is Caleb Johnson.
Caleb Johnson. All right. Stay tuned, man. He's got
get
you covered.
Get ready for a big Johnson in your radio.
What? He's what? Coming up at 6 o'clock. We got to get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bella are wrapping up another show. So it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Man, I'm exhausted. I'm not even going to lie to you. Guys, like, all this news today, I'm like, oh!
Now, again, we're going to talk to Coach Ra now a week from tomorrow. We'll be up at Falcons camp.
Yeah.
They get a break. Maybe there'll be some more roster moves.
I need a drink.
I need a
bourbon.
Falcon fans, it's going to be okay. It might not be the start to the season that we need. Is that how you start? It's how you finish.
It is how you finish. It's how you finish. Way to be positive. Hey, Big O, great job behind the glass as always. Stay tuned. Caleb Johnson's got you covered. Day-Day, our executive producer, we're back at you at 2 o'clock tomorrow. We got a lot to discuss. Make sure you are here. Mike Bell, let's get out of here, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, we talked about this earlier in the show. Look, I got no problem with Keegan Bradley playing and being a playing captain, man. They got to decide who's going to be on this Ryder Cup team. It's funny how American fans and everybody at Eastlake was cheering for Tommy Fleetwood. He gets up to Bethpage, it's going to be boo. But I read a lot of golf articles, one from SI today, saying, don't do it, Keegan. It's too much pressure. Pressure, you play, and then you get on a walkie-talkie, and you talk to the other guys that are playing on the course.
Mike, his thing is to put the team together, right?
And he's one of the top golfers in America right now. Hey, you know what? Yeah, I know Palmer did it. That's a lot to live up to. Go for it. Be the player captain. Go be a bad egg, Keegan. Do it.
Hey, man, we got the news today. If you've not heard, they're engaged. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. Yeah. Congratulations. We don't know what the date's going
to
be.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
But the bottom line is they made the official announcement. It's on social and everybody around the country is talking about it. And I'm sorry if you can't get away from it, but it is what it is. And we're about to see another power couple. Maybe you hate on power couples. I don't know, but I have no issues with this. Congratulations to Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
You don't?
You are as unimaginative in the bedroom as Mark Grimondi.
Oh, my goodness.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.